It's a concert of myself and 250 teenage performers.
Pascal tells WTOP he didn't do musical theater as a kid, but was in a rock band when he got a call from his childhood friend, Idina Menzel.
She called me up and said, you know, I'm doing this off-Broadway musical, and I thought of you, and do you want to go in and audition?
One song, glory. One song to leave behind.
That show became the smash hit Rent as dying playwright Jonathan Larson diagnosed the AIDS epidemic.
He was a very humble genius, but then if you got him into a deep conversation, he would say things like, I'm going to change the face of musical theater.
Right.
So like he kind of knew. Jonathan lived in those communities, and so he wrote about the people that were his friends and the people that he loved. The creative community are made up of people who are marginalized by society. And so that's why a lot of those seeds get planted in the artistic community, because they're being planted by the people who are living them. And my career was launched from then on.
After that, Pascal landed Chicago, Something Rotten, and Aida, working with Elton John and Tim Rice.
They couldn't be more different. Tim is somebody that puts you at ease, can very easily slip into the role of regular person. But Elton's not like that. You never forget, oh my God, I'm sitting here at this table with Elton John.
Thankfully, Pascal is a regular guy, opening our interview by quoting Rent. Speak.
Big.
We have more on WTOP.com's entertainment page. I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.